Chapter of the book of John, John's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 15 to 25. God bless all of us through his word. Okay, let me start. 21, verse 15. When they means Jesus and his seven disciples at the Sea of Galilee. When they had finished eating breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" Together, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Shall I repeat the last verse? Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Closing the study of the book of John, I want each of us put your name in the place of Simon, son of John. As we know also, today is the last time for the study of John's Gospel. First, I want to thank, praise God for his word, especially for the book of John. Also, I thank you. Thank you very much for your being with me through the study of book of John. As we know, as I repeated many, many, many times, the book of John is the book of life, book of eternal life, abundance life in Christ, you know. The book of John is full of life in Jesus Christ. So closing the study of the book of John, I want us to have a brief review each chapter, especially related to the life. For example, the book of John starts in chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was God, the Word was God. In him was life. That life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness. But problem was, the darkness has not understood it. So the Word became flesh among us and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, glory of the Father, glory of the one and only, full of grace and truth. And in chapter 2, Jesus turned water wine. You remember, Jesus changed water into wine and then cleared the temple. It means Jesus has much interest in our continual joyful life and changed life, pure life, holy life. In chapter 3, Jesus said, you must be born again. You should not surprise at my saying, you must be born again. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. Means new life, heavenly life, regeneration. And in chapter 4, in the talking with the Samaritan woman, he said, verse 13, everyone drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst again. Because the water I give will become in him, in her, a spring of water welling up to eternal life, endless life. And in chapter 5, he says, again, I tell you the truth. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And in chapter 6, after feeding 5,000 men plus many, 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 Jesus said, I am the bread of life from heaven. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up, her, at the last day. And chapter 7, he shouted in a loud voice, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, the streams of living water, living life, will flow from within him or her. Means flowing, overflowing life. And chapter 8, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And chapter 9, Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man. You remember? And he said, as long as it is day, now is day, bright. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming soon when nobody can walk. Means life is opportunity to work God's ministry, God's job. And chapter 10, Jesus says, I am the gate. You enter through gate. I am the gate. I am the door for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I have come to give life. I give you eternal life. You shall never perish. No one can snatch you out of my hand. And in chapter 11, Jesus raised Nazareth from the dead and declared, I am resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? In chapter 12, Jesus predicted his death for our life and declared, unless a corner of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it will remain only a single seed. But if it dies, it will produce many seeds, many lives. Our life is producing life. And chapter 13, after washing disciples' feet at the Last Supper, he declared, "New command I give you. Love one another, love each other, as I have loved you, so you must love each other. By this, all human beings outside will know that you are my disciples, if you love each other." And chapter 14, Jesus declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only and one way, only and one truth, only and one life. Through him, we can access to Father God. In chapter 15, Jesus declares again, "I am the true vine. You are the branches. No branch can bear fruit by itself. You must remain in me. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much, much fruit. Apart from me, without me, you can do nothing." Do you believe this? In chapter 16, Jesus declares, "Even though you have trouble, tribulation, difficulties in this world, take heart, because I have overcome the world." Our life is overcoming life against Satan's attack, against sin's temptation. In chapter 18, he chose to be arrested to set us free. In chapter 19, he was crucified with our old self to raise us to life. In chapter 20, he rose from the dead to guarantee our eternal life, our eternal salvation. And then he appeared to Mary Magdalene first, and then to his disciples two times. And chapter 21, Jesus appeared again to his seven disciples while they were fishing at the Sea of Galilee. Last time we saw first part. Do you remember the picture, background? Sometimes I'm wondering, is it right or wrong? Okay, you go first, I'll follow you. Thank you very much, all the time, thank you. Okay, in this picture, first picture, they fished all night, but they caught nothing. And Jesus appeared to them. Jesus helped them to catch many, many fish, big fish of 153. And Jesus prepared fire, warm fire, because very cold, and prepared delicious breakfast, bread and fish. And continually, verse 15, when they finished eating, when they finished the meal, Jesus asked Peter if he loved him personally and openly, in public, for others to hear. Three times, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than this?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "If you love me, feed my lambs." And second, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. If you love me, take care of my sheep." And third time, "Do you love me?" A third question, Peter was hurt, troubled, confused. "Yes, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. If you love me, feed my sheep." Then first, why three times? Why three times questions? Maybe for emphasis by three repetition. Or maybe for counter standard, because before Peter had denied Jesus personally opened it three times before crucifixion. That's why Jesus, who was very, very kind, gave him three times opportunity to compensate his failure for public restoration, for public reinstation. And another possibility is, in English Bible and Korean Bible, same word, just love, love, love. Do you love me? Yes, you know that I love you. In Korean, 사랑, 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 same word. But in Greek Bible, different word. Actually, in Greek, there are four words for love. Eros, storge, philia, agape. Eros is love for other sex. And storge is parental, parents' love for children. And philia is friendship, humanly love, friendly love. And agape is divine love, unconditional love. Then in first two sentences, Jesus used agape. Do you agapas me? But Peter answered, philia, you know I follow you. Second sentence, again, Jesus, do you agape me? But Peter answered, you know I follow you. Then in third question, Jesus changed his word. He asked, do you philias me? Philia. Then Peter was hoarse and, you know all things. You know that I follow you. Do you love Jesus Christ? Agapas? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, even if we follow Jesus Christ, Jesus give us big task, big mission. How much more if we agapas Jesus Christ? First, he gave task, feed my lambs. What does this mean? Feed my lambs. This means if you have my life, eternal life, abundance life, overflowing life, give that life, give my life to those who need it. Easily speaking, evangelize. Be fishers of men to win the lost into Christ. Be my witnesses. If you love me, be my witnesses to the lost. And second task, take care of my sheep. Care them, help them to continue to enjoy abundance life continually. And the third, feed my sheep means continue this, do this again and again. Also, do you truly love me more than this may have two meanings. Do you love me more than this may mean, do you love me more than you love these around you, man, your friend, fish, boat, net, your job, your money, your cash, your car, your house, your refrigerator, television? Are you ready? Are you prepared to give up all things, to abandon your career, your all hope of worldly successful career, steady job, reasonable comfort, in order to give yourself for my sheep, for my people, to my task? Another meaning can be like this. Do you love me more than your fellow disciples love me? Reminding him of his previous confession. One time he confessed, Lord, even if all fall away on account of you, I will lay down my life for you. But he failed totally, completely, reminding his failure. do you love me more than these disciples love me? You know, throughout the book of John, Jesus' questions are two. First, do you believe in me? If you believe in me, you will live eternally, permanently. Second question, do you love me? If you love me, prove your love, show your love for me by making others live in me, by making others have my life through your sacrifice, through your service, through your ministry. You know, in the world, love is the greatest privilege, but it brings the greatest responsibility. Love all the time involves sacrifice. Later, Peter died. Peter died for Jesus Christ, crucified, even upside down. Of course, in the Bible, there is no record about Peter's death, but through church history, we can know he was crucified just like Jesus Christ, his Lord, but his head downwards, upside down. But now, Peter is alive in heaven with Jesus Christ. Do you believe this? Can you see Peter in heaven? If you open your spiritual eyes, you can see Peter. Please remember, we do not love really Jesus Christ unless we are ready, prepared to face his task and to take up his cross. Shall we see from verse 20 to 24? Let us read quickly, faithfully. From verse 20, 24. Peter turned from verse 20 to 24. Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This was the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spreads among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say that he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who testifies, John, the Apostle John, the writer of this book. This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. It means, in other words, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, you told me what will happen to me. Then how about John? What will happen to him?" And Jesus said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? Do your business. It's none of your business. It's my business." It means, of course, we must care each other. We must help each other. We must serve each other. We must look not only to our interests, but also to the interest of others. Bible says, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. But in ministry, we must not compare each other. We must not compare ourselves to others to rationalize, to justify our own level of commitments to Christ or to question God's justice. Jesus says, just be faithful in doing your job. What is Peter's job? Follow me. You know, even three times repeat. First time when Jesus met Peter, he said, follow me. I will make you fishermen. And in this passage, two times, verse 19 and 22, verse 19, follow me. Do you see? Follow me. Last sentence. And verse 22, you must follow me. Follow me. Yes. When we met Jesus first, we start to follow. On the way, we follow. And the end, to the end, we must follow. Follow is present tense, imperative, means consistent discipleship, steadfast pursuit of Christ. It means continuing Christ's work in the way he wants it done, not in the way we want it done. According to his desire, just follow. It means Jesus is our sample. Jesus is our example. Jesus is our task. Jesus is our focus, our concentration. And final goal. That's why Hebrews 12:2 says, fix your eyes. Do you have eyes? Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the perfecter and author of your faith. God may bless all of us so that we may continue to fix your eyes, my eyes, not only naked eyes, spiritual eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Shall we see last verse? Last verse. One more time, let us read together. Last verse. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written. Do you agree? Do you agree with verse 25? Do you agree? You know, this is not exaggeration. This is not overstatement. This is true. You know, this world is limited in time and space. So everything, anything in this world is limited in time, space, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, power. But our Lord Jesus Christ, who is proved as a true God by his resurrection, is no more limited in his time, space, authority, power, knowledge, understanding, holiness, works, ministry, beauty. This is true. You know, whatever we know of Jesus Christ, what you know of Jesus Christ, please ask to your question. Whatever we know of Jesus Christ, no matter how much, no matter how many things we know of Jesus Christ, they are only a part, fragment of him. No matter the wonders we have experienced, they are as nothing to the wonders which we may yet experience. You know, human categories are powerless to describe Jesus Christ. Human books, you know, in Jeonbu University Library books. One time I have been to Harvard University Library. But human books are inadequate to explain Jesus Christ fully. So closing the study of the Book of Life, I bless all of us. Please let us learn. Let us know. Let us study Jesus more and more. Let us experience. Let us enjoy Jesus Christ more and more. Let us live Jesus Christ's life more and more abundantly. Let God bless all of us through the study of the book, John's Gospel, the life which can be found only in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, I have come so that you may have life, to have it to the far, to the full. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. May God bless all of us. Shall we pray together? Father God, honestly speaking, we cannot count the numbers of items for which we must give thanks to you. But right now, more than anything else, we want to thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, for this wonderful life, exciting life, abundant life, victorious life, glorious life, heavenly life, even spiritual life, yes, physical life, holy life. Help us continually to enjoy this wonderful life in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, please help us to remember all the time, if it is true that we are living by Jesus Christ, we are to live for Jesus Christ. Bless all of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.